Well, sadly, the death toll in WA climbed from 6 to 7 from coronavirus overnight. The man who passed away was a crew member on the Artania cruise ship. He was in his 40s. Morten Hansen is the captain of the Artania cruise ship. Morten, thanks for your time and firstly, condolences.
Thank you very much, Fremantle and Perth, for your kind-hearted people here. Yes, unfortunately, one of my fellow crew member passed away after struggling, but he had other also, sickness and was not reacting to the medicine. But thank you very much for your concern.
How does that feel as a captain when you lose a crew member?
No, it's always heartbreaking, and I know I was a Filipino member which has been with the company since 2006. A long member, started as a galley boy, and his last job was a motorman. He came to his dream, and unfortunately, this COVID-19 has ruined a lot of lives, and he was unfortunately one of them.
Yeah, we'll just reiterating our condolences here from 6BR to you.
Thank you very much, and we are very glad to hear we have sympathy also. It's a hard situation for all of us, and it's a fight. As I say, you have a bushfire, but you don't see the fire. And that is the hard thing with this COVID-19, that you cannot see where you're going to put the water on to blow the fire out.
We're speaking with Captain Morten Hansen from the Artania. Captain, when are you leaving?
I should leave tomorrow at 1300, according to ABF's latest info. So I'm getting off by 1300 tomorrow. But we still have a lot of small things to do before we are ready to set sail.
So there's no guarantee that you're going to leave at 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Well, more or less, our organization is ready for that, and we're waiting for some fresh provision, water, and a couple of other things. So, yes, I think we can keep the time frame without any problem.
Okay, so you're confident that you'll leave at 1 o'clock tomorrow?
I hope so.
Because the provisions and that, you've had a fair bit of time to refuel.
Yeah, refueling, I had a big fueling here when I arrived. That's why I called Fremantle to fuel up before we could head towards Europe from Sydney down here, and then filling the tank, and then we had enough to reach Europe. So I have been fueling 400 tons, and I don't need any more fuel, but a little bit fresh provision and also bottled water and small bits and pieces of what we call PPA, personal protecting aid, what we definitely need. And then we should be ready to let him go, and off we go.
All right. Do you understand our Premier and his comments that he's been making? This is some of what Mark McGowan's been saying directed towards you and your ship.
The Commonwealth has issued them with a direction to leave tomorrow. All of the indications we're getting is they will leave tomorrow. And we expect they'll leave tomorrow. So if the ship goes tomorrow, that'll be a great outcome.
He's pretty keen to get rid of you.
Well, I don't mix myself into politics. I am 26 nation here who fighting a fight. And we are very, very glad that West Australian Port Health has been helping us such a great way and been treating good here. And actually, this can happen everybody, in your home, everywhere. Yeah. But if you are not dignity and humanity in the world, where are we ending then?
Yeah, it must be so hard for you to be at the helm of that ship and to know that you've got a number of sick people, a lot of sick people, and it's up to you to do something about it, but Freo Ports weren't letting you in. And just take us back to that day when you were told not to come into Fremantle Port, but you knew people were sick. And did it ever cross your mind with the situation that happened with the Ruby Princess in Sydney?
No, that is not in my mind. My, as a captain, is to saving life. That's priority number one, and that's a human right all over the world. It doesn't matter what kind of name you're making of this sickness, but to saving life is a human right, and that is the captain's responsibility.
When you leave at 1 o'clock tomorrow, you've got a 28-day journey ahead of you. How many crew members do you have on board at the moment, and how are they feeling?
Yeah, we have been treating very well here, and thanks to VA Port Health and a very great team which has been working for us here. And, well, we are heading not on a 28-day tour. I'm heading towards Indonesia and Philippines to bring the rest of the crew safe way home so they can meet their family in Indonesia and Philippines. We have about 250 crew members which we're heading towards Indonesia and Philippines to deliver. We're still in negotiation with the authority there, but that is what many other cruise liners are doing now. They're heading with the ship back to the home destination of the crew because of no way of sending anybody by plane.
Is there anything that's going to delay your departure tomorrow?
No, I don't see so.
Is this the toughest situation that you've ever had to deal with as a captain?
Well, I've been 45 years at sea. I'm born and raised in the cold part of Norway. We are seafarers. I've done fishing boats. I've been on the rough up in the Barents Sea and everything. But this is, yeah, not the worst situation, but in the way of much unpleasant situation I ever been to.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to the most about getting home?
I have a long way home, but my priority that the crew coming safely home and have their good health, they can meet their families at home and hug them and say, I'm good. And the captain did a good job to bring me home.
And is everyone well on board at the moment? Is there a chance that things could go pear-shaped overnight and we could get some more COVID-19 cases from your ship?
I'm not the medical team, but we are still checking, and I hope not. But you never know. This COVID-19 doesn't have any recipe, and unfortunately, it's hiding, and some people, they don't know they have it. That is the problem. And somebody getting sick, and then have a word to all the Australians. Beware, protect yourself. Keep distance from each other. This virus is a very strange bugger, and you never know when it's catch you.
Captain Morten Hansen, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much, and once again, thank you, Perth Fremantle, and I hope I can come back one day and show you beautiful country with a lot of passengers, which are happy to be here, but let us fight this COVID-19, and we are all going to have a happier world.
Yeah, fingers crossed we let you off the ship next time. Morten, travel safe. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Perth Radio, and stay safe, everybody.